Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self proclaimed student of light in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number one to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number one to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to this show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. tonight's topic. Same thing, different day. In 1991, a female Korean store owner assaulted and shot a 15-year-old black girl in the back of the head after accusing her of stealing a $1.75 bottle of orange juice. Guess how this story ended? First, I'd like to say, I hope one day all men can live in peace without being subjugated to the hatred, idiosyncrasies, and whims of other men. Subjected only to the truth and free from the tyranny of others. This is not an attack on Korean Americans. This may be a crime of the past, but it is hardly spilled milk. The theme of racism and injustice continues to run through the veins of many, producing similar outcomes to this tragic, horrific murder and mockery of the American judicial system. Sometimes, yes, sometimes, justice isn't blind. It simply chooses not to see. Wasn't it taxation and no representation that led to the American Revolution? From Newsweek. On the morning of March 16, 1991, a teenager was shot in the back of the head by a Korean-American store owner and clerk. Soo Ja-do claimed the teenager was stealing a bottle of orange juice, when in fact, the teenager had the money to pay for the juice in her hand when she died. And the police later determined she was not shoplifting. It occurred 13 days after the Rodney King beaten by the LAPD police officers performing their duty. So, they quoted someone saying, people just know that, family I think said, people just know that she was a young black girl who was worth $1.79. They don't know who she was as an individual. Netflix has a movie or miniseries or a mini movie, something. The injustice surrounding the shooting death of 15-year-old Latasha Harlins at a South Central Los Angeles store, which became the flashpoint, one of the flashpoints for the city's 1992 civil uprising. That was the riot that took place after the Rodney King verdict and the killing of this young lady. Or the verdict was it the killing or the verdict? It's like, I think it's the verdict. The rest is history anyway. We all know what happened. They burnt down a lot of stores. Some people were killed. But back to what we're talking about, my point for the night, which is simply, the injustice that's being perpetrated through the systems of this country on black folks. So it was a time when it was part of law, written law, Now it's not supposed to be a part of written law, but it's a part of practice and outcomes when it comes to assaulting and murdering black folks. Not to say that everybody has this situation. This is, to me, blatant disregard for anything that's related to this young black female, her life, her future, her civil rights, her human rights. You know, it's just a blatant disregard for her family, and the black community. I mean, if you really want to look at it, it's a blatant disregard for the law, period. Yet it disappears. Nothing was done about it. It kind of speaks to how or why we get these type of results present day. Because it's not new, as you know. We shouldn't be surprised, but angry, yeah, I can understand that. Being angry about the result. So anyway, Netflix did something around this young lady's life. Anyway, anyone who kills like this woman, this is from Provocative, so I don't want you to get it mixed up with the Newsweek piece of the Newsweek piece, anyway. Anyone who kills like this woman is not afraid of anybody. She's not afraid. She's not afraid of you, hate you, and devalue you, your very existence. You know, so I gave you a brief description of what happened, and that we can get into a little more later on. But, you know, if you kill like this woman did, she can't be afraid. You know, but it's a sign that she hates and devalues this young lady's life. She's a child. She's 15 years old. We all know what happens when or if we kill one of our own in the hood. Someone is more than likely going to be gunning for you. We know that. For example, gangbanging. Rapper, actor, Tupac Shakur was murdered after physically assaulting a known gun from a notorious Los Angeles street gang. Right? Green light was put out on the now notorious gang member who murdered the entrepreneur, producer, rapper, community gang activist Nipsey Hussle. He was murdered outside of his business. And this guy's life is in danger. Hell, many have been slain in many hoods all over America, some for less than that. Things like putting your hands on my sister, my brother, my girlfriend, my friend, and my homie. Right? Some just for being with my girlfriend, messing with my girlfriend. I know I'm a dead man if I shoot some little girl in the back of the head in the community. And it's my community. And I know I never see the streets again if I'm not killed for the heinous and egregious transgression. I don't know if I did something like that. Anybody in this community, you shoot one of these little kids in the back of the head, you better hope the police arrest you. If I made it to prison or whoever did, committed such a heinous crime as this lady committed. If she made it to prison, you would have the same problem staying alive there. Because everybody, somebody, somebody. And that's a heinous crime. And there's people in there that don't even know you or the girl that might take issue with that. All this murdering in the black community, you would think that a humble Korean store owner would be afraid to murder a child of the black community in the black community. Not to mention, shoot her in the back of the head. It's just, it's on video if you want to see it. It's a crying shame. She wasn't a bad person. She wasn't stealing. This lady basically attacked her in the store. Yet this Korean woman is unafraid to assault and unjustly murder a young child of the hood in a black neighborhood. She was unafraid to assault and shoot Latasha in the back of the head. Unafraid. She was unafraid to lie in court, though there was video evidence from her own store bearing witness to her crime. This is another one of those slam dunk cases. Why? I guess part of the reason historically why people were on the edge of their seats for the George Floyd verdict, because to me it's kind of similar kind of situation, except she's not a police officer, but it has some similarities. It was as if she knew, she would show enough, she could get away with it. And she did. She got away with cold-blooded murder. Shades of Emmett Till, where at least three white men kidnapped a 12-year-old black male, beat, dismembered, and tortured him all night, and they were acquitted. Why? Because black lives matter may be a popular slogan now, but black lives didn't matter in 1955, and black lives didn't matter in 1991, and black lives still don't matter in 2021. Truth be told, black people have to make black lives matter. We have to make our own lives matter. You have to wonder if the store owner would have assaulted and murdered a white girl in a white neighborhood. Think she'd have done that? And you guys listening, I sure would like your opinion on that. I'd have to say, hell no. She wouldn't dare, because it all would have played out very differently. I'm willing to bet money on that. She wouldn't have grabbed her. She wouldn't have shot her in the back of the head when she walked away. Just as police have disdain, hatred, animosity, fear of the people they encounter in the communities they patrol should not be on the police force, store owners who have disdain, hatred, animosity, fear of the people they encounter should not open a store in that community. If you don't like black folks, you hate them, you think that they are beneath you, you feel that you have to disrespect them to communicate with them, you need not open a store in the black community. If they do, an individual opens a store who has disdain, hatred, animosity, fear of black people, they do open a store. It is the responsibility. It is the responsibility of the community to see that that store is not able to conduct business in that community. All right? You don't have to buy from a person who does not respect you. You should not. You do not have to buy. Increase the wealth of someone who does not respect you. From blackhistory.com. Soo Ja-Do, the Korean store owner, assumed Natasha was stealing, and she shot her, even though the innocent girl had cash in her hand. She had all the money in her hand. So you can see the juice that she had put in her back, right? It said racial tension between Koreans and African Americans had already been at high in that community. How come? Many Korean store owners who had stores in black communities had been raising their prices on their products and were not hiring black employees. So, okay, they're not playing fair. They're playing for their own team. They're not playing for your team. All right? They're just sucking the money out of your community, disrespecting you, and in this case, murdering you. So, when Natasha walked into dudes on Empire Liquor Market, they pushing that liquor in the community, you know what I'm saying? A business that already had a reputation for being disrespectful to black customers. See this? The tragedy that ensued really hit the tipping point. I'm just going to go back to what I originally said. It is the responsibility of the community, right, to see that that store is not able to conduct business in that community. That means you don't go in that store and you stop anybody else from going into that store. They make no money in your store, in your community. If they had done that, because this place had a reputation for being disrespectful to black customers. Why you continue to go in there? If they had stopped everybody from going to this store, this young lady would probably be alive today. But that didn't happen. And if that's not happening because black people are not working together. You know, they went on to say, but especially sad is that Natasha had no intention of stealing. As I said previously in the other article, she reportedly grabbed a bottle of orange juice, put it in her backpack, and went directly to the cashier to pay for it. After seeing this, though, the owner had yelled, "You, B-I-T-C-H, you are trying to steal my orange juice." This is, you're talking to a 15-year-old girl, young lady. Natasha immediately showed her two $1 bills with which she would pay, but the owner grabbed her and then shot her after Latasha managed to get away. She left the orange juice when she walked away. So, the reaction to the murder came quick and bitter. Local blacks in the area began protesting outside the store, and soon Jadu was eventually taken into custody. Had to protest to get this lady taken into custody. The jury found Jadu guilty of voluntary manslaughter and recommended the maximum prison sentence of 16 years. However, Judge Joyce Carlin, she was white then and she's white now, I'm assuming, only gave her probation with 400 hours of community service and a $500 fine. Okay. Now, what's wrong with this picture? We're talking about a 15-year-old girl comes into a store, puts oranges in her backpack, is visible, goes straight to the counter to pay for her orange juice. And is verbally assaulted at first, then physically assaulted by the store owner, a woman. She eventually gives the lady back her juice and decides to spend her money somewhere else, which is a great decision. But like I'm saying, the protest should have came before this young lady was murdered in the store. The protest outside of the store should have took place the first time they disrespected anybody from the black community. The first time. Anyway, the raising of their prices on their products and not hiring black employees from the community is indicative of their disrespect, arrogance, and self-isolation in plain sight from the black community. We're here, but we're not here, right? It is their way of saying, F you, it's all about me. It is economic robbery, and black people are fools for enriching and contributing to the wealth of anyone who exploits, takes money out of the black community, and systematically does not economically support or respect the black community. They do not have the best interests of the black community in mind. Someone stated, if a black merchant opened a store in a Korean neighborhood, the Korean community would not support them. One thing is for sure. Some black people are compulsive consumers. There is no social economical issue that will prevent them from getting what they want or feel they need. I don't know if you guys heard it, remember this story where a store owner, I think it was an Asian store owner, had punched a lady in the face. I think he thought she was stealing or something. And they boycotted the store. They did the right thing. They boycotted the store. They dropped the prices to the half price, and the women were lined up around the block trying to get their hair. So, Koreans have historically maintained control over the black beauty supply industry, which was originally controlled by black beauty suppliers. The black community needs to perpetuate the best interests of the black community and hold those who do not accountable. Practice collective economics. Seek unity and be unified. Your money needs to circulate within your community, for the interests of your community, for the interests of your people. It's not being racist. It's being practical. Dude got less than a person would get for assault, perjury, child abuse, or failure to report child abuse. Wouldn't you say murder counts as at least great bodily harm? I'm being sarcastic with that. Then what is wrong with this picture? Dude gets no jail time for the wanton murder of a child. How's that possible in America? My question. Just to give you an example, I said she got, what did she get? She got probation, 400 hours of community service, and $500 fine. Okay, so we got, to hell with 16 years for killing a little black girl, right? 400 hours and $500 fine for killing a little black girl. Assault is punished in California by a fine up to $1,000 and the potential of a jail sentence up to 6 months. That's for assault. If you grab somebody, pull them towards you violently, that's an assault. Matter of fact, if you just grab them, that's an assault. These are the base penalties for the basic offense of attempting to commit violent injury on the person of another. $1,000 fine. She paid $500. Potential or jail sentence up to 6 months. She got no jail. If you commit the crime in certain ways or against certain victims, the penalties might be upgraded or modified. Now, I'm assuming if you commit that crime against a child, penalties could be upgraded and modified. California perjury law. Perjury is the lying under oath. Although the criminal statutes define it as in greater detail, right? California perjury law and penal code section 118. It says, a person is said to be guilty of perjury if they willfully state that a material matter is true. Something is true that is not true. Oh, we have a caller. Welcome to Provocative Thought. Hello?
Hello?
Q?
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So it appears to me that that judge was out of order. I was wondering, was there any follow-up with that judge?
I don't, I thought about that, and I didn't look to see what the follow-up with that, but what she was, because she should have been disbarred and jailed, actually. She should be the cellmate of this woman that shot this lady in the back of the head. I don't care what so-called ethnicity she was, black, white, Korean, Chinese, you know what I'm saying? African, whatever, I don't care, Irish, Polish, no way. How do you kill somebody and you don't get do it, you don't get sentenced to any time in prison? Yeah. How do you shoot somebody in the back and don't do any time? If you shoot somebody break in your house and their back is turned to, you can't shoot them. This lady shot a 15-year-old child on videotape.
No. went on.
And the judge, yeah, 16. She's armed with black skin. I mean, I get, apparently that's a weapon to some people.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had the money to pay for orange juice in her hand, had the orange juice in her sack, went to pay for it, and then she snatched her. She pushed her off of it, you know. Then she pulled him. She walked away. She put the orange juice back on the countertop. Walked away, she took about two steps maybe, and this lady just bam. And the judge saw fit to let her walk the streets. So reason why I'm even mentioning this, because I think I might have remembered the story, but I didn't remember it totally, but this sounds very familiar to what's going on now. And how the value of black life is in this country. And, you know, it's just, again, it just shows you, this is a really good example of how the value is, because it even went up to the appellate court and they upheld the decision. How do you, everybody involved in that should have been jailed, disbarred and jailed. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, she shot the girl. She tried to accuse, said the girl was assaulting her. I mean, she actually assaulted the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And you shot her while she was walking away. So, it's just a variation and a continuance of this whole theme about how it's okay to kill black people in America. Then it speaks to how things just, well, they couldn't explain this away because the jury convicted her, but the judge just said, what was the use of having a jury if the judge is going to say, the hell with what y'all said, came up with? Why do you have a, you know what I'm saying? Is that even legal? You know what I'm saying? They made a decision based on the guidelines. Right, that was given them, right, based on all the charges, came up with the appropriate, really to me, you know, like I said, like, she received the privilege here because they didn't charge her with first degree murder. Because in the back of the head, right, immediately, you should be charging her with first degree murder. You shot somebody. You're not doing that out of a fit of anger. She's not. You didn't have that kind of tussle. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Her life wasn't being threatened. It was, the fight was over that she started, the store owner, and the girl walked away. The little 15-year-old girl had the mind to do the right thing, but the store owner had the mind. I guess she just had the mind to do evil that day. You cannot. Like I said in the beginning, you have no business opening a store up in any community, and you hate the people in there that much that you could kill them like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's a dangerous person. You send your child in that store. You going in that store? You have a problem with them. Look at what happened. She didn't care nothing about the black community. You know, yeah, in a black community, I'm saying it's all this crime going, all these homicides going on, right? Back then, right? That's
mm-hmm.
how the Crips and the Bloods was out, really getting it in back then. And probably some other L.A. gangs. I don't know, I don't really know them. But there's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of people getting hurt in the black community. This lady was not afraid to kill this young lady. This kid. Nobody defended the life of this child against the court, the representative of the court and the judicial system. They allowed her, to do whatever she wanted to do, because she didn't value, the judge did not value the life of this young black girl. It's not rocket science. And, you know, they say there's no racism. I hear some guys saying there's no racism in this country. But what are they talking about? Makes no sense. I mean, there's no systemic racism. What do you mean? It's perpetrated through the systems of the country, through people in high places in these systems. So it may not be on the books, right? But it's still being perpetrated. And this is a good example. It's not 1891. This is 1991. And you're still getting a result which is similar to what you got been getting since black folks been under the foot of white supremacy in this country. You killed one, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like you picked a piece of fruit off of somebody's tree you weren't supposed to. All right now, Wallace, don't do that again. All right, you sweep his curb, sweep his pavement, and don't steal from this man again. All right? You know, it's like it was, her life didn't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad because I'm like, wow, this really speaks to, you know, the part of the continuum of how, you know, it's kind of like, if you kill a black person, just like, it's just the reverse. Like, if you kill a black person, you probably won't do a lot of time. Black person do something, he probably going to do a lot of time. You know what I'm saying? So that kind of thing. You know, if you kill a white person, he probably really going to do more time, which speaks to that old, maybe that OJ situation. But if they believe him to be guilty and he got away, that's really egregious. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That might be why a lot of folks was upset, because of the attitude is that the only persons that get thrown under the bus is the black folks. Maybe that's who they in the habit of throwing under the bus, to see one rise above that. In a case where, I don't even know if they had enough, my friend says that they had enough evidence to convict OJ, but I think if they had that, they would have convicted. You know what I'm saying?
You know, mm-hmm. So,
the fact that, not to get into the OJ system trial, but that's one of those things where you can see where people were probably angry with the fact that this black guy got away with killing these white folks. Not that he's the first black person to kill white folks and maybe get away with it, I don't know, because I don't follow that. But here is something that's on videotape. She admits to killing her. She was sentenced, right? And the judge said, nope, not going to jail. I mean, just looking at this case right here, anybody in California should be refusing sentencing, because this is cold-blooded murder. It's not in the heat of passion. I mean, I think she was charged with second or third degree murder or something like that. It's ridiculous, man. It's like, yo, how? She didn't get what you get. She got less of a sentence for perjury. They give you more time for perjury. You know what I'm saying? Perjury can be sentenced up to 4 years in state jail, fine up to $10,000. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She got a $500 fine. That's just crazy. Child endangerment up to 1 year in county jail or fine up to $1,000. All of these things. I mean, that's not child endangerment. She actually killed the child. If charged with a felony, 2 or 4 or 6 years in California State Prison, fine up to $10,000. Great bodily injury is defined as under California law as simply as any significant or substantial physical injury. I think homicide qualifies as that. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Hello? I'll get you going. Okay, so I took the time to look at some of the laws they had. Perjury, she perjured herself. But she believed this woman won't commit any more serious crimes. The same woman who perjured herself in court, who lied knowing this thing was on videotape, who shot somebody in the back of the head. Are you kidding? To me, looking at the tape, she can only do that if she devalued the life of the person that she did that to. And the community, the lives of the people in the community. They were nothing to her. The only thing they are is things bringing money to her in exchange for whatever item she has in the store. Child endangerment becomes a wobbler offense if there was a great risk of bodily harm. This is a great risk of bodily harm. Consequences of a felony conviction can include 2, 4, 6 years, right? Fine up to $10,000. She got $500 fine, $400 a community. Who heard of community work for a homicide? Aggravated assault. You think you're going to get community work for shooting somebody? In the back of the head? That's an assassin's method. Child abuse. It's all California stuff. Physically abusing a child. Sex abuse or exploitation as listed by incident. Well, that's not sexual abuse, though. So, anyway, what do they have? They have you got these codes. Anyway, do acted willfully, cruelly, unjustly with wanton abandonment, maliciousness, and she was malicious and unethical. The message sent out is the law is not applicable to black children. To murder them is to error. To error is to be forgiven by declining the recommended sentencing for this child murderer and allowing her to walk off with probation. $500 fine and 400 hours of community service for a homicide. A homicide which of a child. After a confrontation, she initiated and she perjured herself in court, but she was not penalized for. Yet this judge believes this lying murderer will not commit another serious crime. As if that has anything to do with her action. She took it all the way to the future. She left the court issue and took it to the, this ain't that movie with Tom Cruise where they was locking people up for future crimes. That has nothing to do. This is something she's guilty of. And this judge just said, I don't know. I think it's very bizarre, even for this country, especially in 1991, that a judge could get away with doing that. I said, if the reason is because she's a judge, then they need to change the rules. And then they need to go back and make sure that this woman pays for what she did. I guess she wouldn't be committing another serious crime if she murders another black girl. So, because apparently this judge does not see shooting a black 15-year-old in the back of the head over a $1.79 bottle of orange juice as a serious crime. That's the statement I'm getting from this court. And it's not the verdict, but her the judge's recommendation.
Do you have the name of the judge?
Yeah. Karen. No. Let me see, I'm going to go back to her name. Judge Joyce Carlin. K-A-R-L-I-N. Judge Joyce Carlin. She's not fit to judge a dog show.
California, right?
Yeah. Penalty for failure to report child abuse. It's a misdemeanor, up to 6 months in jail and or $1,000 fine. All of this, listen, failure to report child abuse. She's getting a, she just committed a homicide. She got 400 hours of community work, a $500 fine. Take a look at the video. I implore you to take a look at it. This back-shooting, child-murdering monster had no respect for the life of this young child, her family, or the black community. That's what that shows me. The Korean store owner was the aggressor. She lied before the court and perjured herself falsely, accused the victim in an attempt to demonize the victim, as we see, right? Still going on. She murdered in cold blood by shooting her in the back of the head. It seems to be, you know, all you got to do is just say something bad, find out they smoked some weed in high school, she jaywalked, she was suspended, anything, find some bad stuff to validate, to assassinate their character and validate the assassinating them. That seems like the mode of operation here. Let's crucify the victim. The tape clearly shows the store owner murdering this unarmed child, walking away after the store owner had assaulted her with the money she intended to pay for the juice still in her hand, after she had left the juice on the counter. Come on now. Somebody help me out with this here. This murderer used the same lame excuse some murdering police use when murdering unarmed civilians. She feared for her life. And the shooting in the back of the head was in self-defense. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This is egregious. I mean, just the fact that somebody would say something like that, and this is 1991. We still got this type of thing going on. Still happening. And it's time for black folks to wake up, smell the coffee, start doing for self. So this is an extremely heinous and egregious act, and so is the decision of the racist judge who also validated the devaluing of this young black girl's life by not giving the murderer the recommended maximum prison sentence of 16 years. The jury socked it to her. They gave her 16 years she didn't deserve because she just took 15 years away from Latanya. Took 15 years away from Latanya's family and friends. 16 years of her life. This judge giving her probation with 400 hours of community service and a $500 fine. So Mr. Trade Off, so to the court, Latasha's life is worth $1.79 plus $501.79 to this racist judge. Maybe less than that, because I don't even know I should be adding the $179. $179 is what the value of this Korean store owner value of. I don't know. It's not even over $1.79 orange juice. She had the juice. So to the Korean store owner, this child's life wasn't worth nothing, because she didn't lose anything. She didn't lose $1.79 bottle of juice. She didn't lose anything. She should have lost her life on death row for that homicide. You know what I'm saying? They locked up. What's the bull's name? What is his name? He used to started the Crips. What's his name? One of the co-founders of the Crips. They locked him up over a situation, alleged robbery where the three people were murdered. And I hear the evidence was not that compelling. And they relied on the testimony of a person who was suspect. Here you have all the evidence you need on videotape, and the person is admitting to the homicide and calling it self-defense. You can call it what you want to call it. Or if that all you got to do when you kill a black person, it says self-defense. You can leave his hands tied and his feet tied and say you it was self-defense. I feared for my life. He was still moving. Is that what you can do? Is it that easy? Is it that acceptable to murder black folks in this country? Because it kind of feels that way. Seems like, you know, you can murder. All you got to do is, Dave Chappelle said, like, sprinkle a little crack on them. Just find some dirt, sprinkle it on them. That validates that dirties his character and validates why he should be dead. Why it's okay to kill him. Not a big loss. This guy's a criminal. He's a drug addict. He's been in jail. He's robbed people. He's done this. He's done that. Demonize the person, make them as scary as you can, and come to the conclusion that, hey, he should be dead. Why are we arguing about this guy?
Hey, so I read a little bit on Judge Carlin there. So apparently that decision that she made in 91 in the Rodney King killing meeting, that was, they say that was the catalyst of the 92 riots.
For Latasha?
Right, so they're saying that they said that she eventually stepped down from her position, but it's ironic that she went into, she's a judge now for something dealing with children.
She had a chance to defend a child.
Ain't that something? That's incredible.
Why is she even allowed to judge anything other than a penny toss to the outside of a liquor store to the wall? You know what I'm saying?
Because the racist wouldn't let her go. They had a petition to have her taken off the bench, but it was defeated.
She should have been jailed.
She went into another field or another category of, you know, being a judge.
She should have been
jailed. Unbelievable.
She should have been in prison. There's no reason why this woman should be free.
The article also said that every year at the anniversary of the murder of the young lady, that they go and protest in front of, I think it said the Korean woman's house or the judge's house, somebody's house. I'm not sure which one.
I don't think, I got a feeling it's not the Korean woman's house.
It might be the judge, one of the two.
It's probably the judge's house.
Yeah.
But, you know, as Mr. Jones says to me, all that marching and stuff, that's not really getting the job done. He should have been incarcerated. The appellate court, they didn't do nothing to them. They upheld her decision. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They ain't do nothing to them. It's just like, you know, you just... Anyway, this is the foundation of what we see today. You know what I'm saying? This, in this country, you have this kind of foundation. This is why it's hard to get justice in us, say that these police shootings and things like that. It's hard to get it because the debt is stacked against you. You know what I'm saying? Like here in Philly, they had the riots and had a young lady make the mistake of turning down, what's that, Walnut Street? And it jumped her. She's in the car with her baby in a baby seat and a 16-year-old youth. And they beat the hell out of her. They broke the windows and beat the hell out of her. All the police, she wasn't speeding through the crowd or nothing like that. She was just made a mistake, turned down the street, wrong street. And all somebody had to do is come over to her and ask her, what was she doing? And guide her in another direction. They had a whole mob of people in front of them. Yet, I don't know, about 5-6 of them at least, just jumping on the girl like she trying to do something. You know, they beat her. You know, nothing happened. You know what I'm saying? I ain't hear nothing about that.
Nothing.
I ain't hear nothing about them. Huh?
Nothing happened?
I ain't hear nothing about it. Maybe something's happening, but who got fired? Because you ain't firing nobody. You're not pressing charges. They're not facing criminal charges. Nothing is happening. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. If we jump on somebody, right, beat them up till they pissing blood, take their baby, put it on the, what's this, internet, put some lie up there. They did that too. They had a whole mob of people. If they really wanted to rumble, why didn't they rumble what was in front of them? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are you attacking this? It kind of, you know, why didn't somebody stop them? You know what I'm saying? But that kind of stuff. Now, I'm going to bet you any of my money, nothing really serious is going to happen to any of them if they can figure out who did anything to them. That kind of stuff. They should have been afraid to do that to somebody. That's my point. But they're not because it's no consequences. Yeah, they're taking more police to court, but the courtroom is turning into the place where they get off. You know what I'm saying?
Where they get off, yeah.
Yeah, that's what that turned into. Okay, it just looks better that you at least took them to court, but they get off, and they get off very lightly.
Mm-hmm.
So black lives haven't mattered for a long time, you know, and we can't wait for other people to respect our life. You know what I'm saying? we have to respect our lives. Now, we have to demand that other people respect our lives, even other black people. And that speaks to the black-on-black crime that's going on in the community. We have to demand that our lives are respected. You know, stand up. You know, and I say the little girl stood up for herself, but she lost that battle. Because she was going up against a devil. But fear is something that should never have came out of that woman's mouth. She did not fear anything. She didn't even fear going to jail. Because if you fear going to prison, you're not going to shoot somebody in the back of the head for nothing. Because you mad. You know what I'm saying? You're not doing that. You fear going to jail? No. She said she feared for her life, which is a lie. She started the fight. She grabbed the girl. So they were able to meet with the Korean community. You know, they burned up during the riot. They burned up a lot of Korean stores. So they were able to later on, the leaders of the black community and the leaders of the community, the Korean community, got together and, you know, I guess they shook hands or whatever. And things, and you know, I don't know if they resolve their issues or not, but you know, they kind of patch things up. That's what they said. So I don't know what the situation is out there with the beauty business, because as I said, that, you know, at one time, you know, blacks dominated business. We can't, we don't want to say, forget about this is 1991. This is a part of our Holocaust, you know what I'm saying, in this country. This is one of those incidents reminiscent and representative of our Holocaust in this country in the last 500 or so years. Fortunately, this whole attitude toward killing and assaulting black people still exists today. 1991 is not that far away, but I'm saying before 1991, 1955, Emmett Till, you know, and you can go on back before that. It seems like, you know, black life ain't worth a wood nickel. Last thing we need to be doing is murdering each other. We have another caller. Hold on, Q. Hello, welcome to Provocative Thought.
Yes, we have to fight this journey on two fronts, black power. Blacks. We gotta come in together. That's all they have in things for each team to do, other than shoot each other. So it's two fronts. And thank God for the camera from people, the cell phone. Floyd's situation would never have been revealed if somebody didn't take that picture of that man on his neck murdering him openly. And he tried to do that again with a 17-year-old boy a few years back. He should have been fired back then.
Right.
That, you know, 17, was a 17-year-old teenager.
Right.
He was on his neck like 17 minutes. So
right.
We can't do nothing about with their mindset. They have to choose to change their heart and mind. But meanwhile, we need to stop killing ourselves. And as more and more get exposed, as better leadership going to policing, better training, going into high schools and acting young men and women, you know, that's the jobs you get. You know, they start out with one place, they start at $56,000. You got to be 22 years old, and your starting pay is $56,000.
Mm.
That's a lot of money for a 22-year-old person.
So
we need more people of color to be on those forces, especially in our neighborhood. Then we needed more people in social service to spot mental health problems, that you take a person of mental health with you. Once that person makes a call and say, my son or daughter has a mental health problem and he has a knife, they immediately should be bringing a mental health person there and tasing. That's something physical they can buy all police all across the United States. We got enough money paid for every policeman have a taser and be trained in using it. So there's some real things that can be done and perfectly will be done. But we got to start with us. We got to start killing us. And people, white people in general, they have to choose to have a heart change. They have to choose that. And they need to study us. There's plenty of books out there showing how we as a people think about life, that they can learn us better. So there's very many things that can be done to improve the quality of life and how police handle people of color.
Amen. So I hear what you're saying.
They have to choose to change. They have to choose. Nothing we've done wrong. It's something that they've been taught from a childhood not to respect us as human beings, and they have to choose to change. We can't do nothing about that. But we need to pick better people and have them on a psychological testing to root out the systemic racism that might be sitting inside of them. Check their social media. Make sure they're not into other groups that pushes hate. There's some real things that can be done. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. So
that was good stuff.
Yeah, that's excellent. So we have to, you know, stand up for ourselves. I mean, you can't legislate hate, as I like to say. And apparently, when you don't have the support of the systems, or the, you know, the demigods are against you, or not working with you, which is the same thing as being against you. It's time for you to do you. It's never not a time for you to do you, as a matter of fact. So we need to just, you know, we need to step it up, because no one should come into our community and fear and feel comfortable killing one of us like that. You know what I'm saying? That's not nobody trying to hurt them and they kill them. That's somebody who's trying to get out of the store, and she murdered her. She should not have been comfortable. Q? Q? It's not Q. I gotta turn this off. Okay, there you go. All right, so no one should feel comfortable. I'm going to say this. No one should feel comfortable doing what that lady did. You know, if you feel that comfortable, you're a sociopath to me. Now, I ain't diagnosed nobody, nothing like that, but that's very sociopathic to murder somebody like that. I advise everybody look at the video. This is not a even the confrontation that they had. Lady put her hands on this young lady for nothing. She's getting ready to pay for the juice. She put her hands on her, called her a thief, and put her hands on this young lady.
That lady got a community award some time later, and that judge was there.
Who got a community award?
The murderer.
The murderer got a community award. I can't. It's some things I can't even say on the radio show. Huh?
And that judge was there.
And she was there. Mm.
She was there, you know, honoring her with the rest of the people and stuff like that. Mm. But so was that the girl's mother, and she made it known that they were, you know, honoring a murderer of a small child, of a young child.
That's right. It's something that I can't say on the air, but I'm not even what I'm thinking. Basically, we rewarded her for killing this young girl. You know what I'm saying? Which is psychotic, also. In the first place, this lady received the privilege of not being charged with what she should have been charged with, which is first degree murder. If you see the video, it's a slam dunk, Shaq. Kobe, Jordan, who else is a slam dunkers in the NBA? All of them slam dunkers. It's a slam dunk. Homicide, cold-blooded murder. And I can see, you know, that's why people was on the edge of their seats with this George Floyd, boarding up their buildings and stuff like that, because they know this country has a history of just letting murderers go when they kill black folks. They just let them go. When it's obviously It's a slam dunk, and it's no circumstantial evidence. This is a slam dunk. They have a track record. Just letting people go if you kill one of us.
That's that tradition.
Tradition, culture, whatever you want to call it. Don't have to be written. To be systemic, it has to be all perpetrated through systems for it to be systemic. You know what I'm saying? Don't have to be written on the books like you 3/5 of a person, or if you run away from your plantation, the law says you got to return that guy back to the plant. And it don't have to be on the books like that. It's in how you practice, how people are actually being, as Seafood likes to say. Pete Pahill, he says that how you being, you know, he talks about that. So these people are being evil. She had no reason to kill, no physical threat, no life-threatening scenario, nothing to defend. And Latasha was shot in the back of the head while she was walking away with her money in her hand, which was still in her hand. Actually, lay dead on the floor. She dropped dead just for instantly. And she shot her like she wasn't nothing, like she wasn't even a person. And this lady, this judge saw fit to give this psychopath a reward somewhere. I got a reward for it. Yet, the YouTube obvious racist judge said to have explained her decision as if she was explaining away a nonviolent minor offense, like I said, picking up fruit on a tree you ain't got no business taking fruit from. This racist is reported as, did do react inappropriately to Latasha? Yes, she did. Was that overreaction understandable? Overreaction. She called shooting somebody in the back of the head an overreaction. Where's that at in law? You know what I'm saying? We call that a homicide. What the hell? An overreaction.
One of the judge's cohorts, another judge, he says that she has a knack for working with attorneys, social workers, and staff, and for dealing with abused, battered, and neglected children. That's what the judge
It's what this other judge thinks that thinks of Carlin.
Carlin. But it must have been white kids. It's okay. Two sociopaths, one supporting another.
Mm-hmm.
But they had no empathy, sympathy, or regard for the life of Latasha. And you let a person who committed a homicide walk?
Yeah.
He said, was the overreaction understandable? I think it was, she said. She believed it unlikely that dude would ever commit a serious crime again. What? I guess not, right? If that serious crime is killing another black kid, right? Because it's not viewed as serious. If this is true, the fact that she felt comfortable saying that in court is indicative of her sense of invulnerability. I'm the judge. I do what I want, right? Insensitivity, lack of adherence to the law, and plantation mentality. Because the life of a slave only meant, was only important value as to how much money they could bring the master. But killing one, they've never going to execute no white man over the killing of a slave. To say the overreaction was understandable is to say she understands why Dew murdered Latasha. Here we have a judge, Judge Joyce Carlin, that overlooks the facts, the law, the process of the law, and the juror's decision recommending the maximum sentence. In other words, she would have killed Latasha too. The state appeals court unanimously upheld Judge Joyce Carlin's decision, proving there is no justice for black folk again. Is this witch of a judge clairvoyant? From the looks of the video, Dew has probably murdered before. That is what I think. And they tried to say this was not a racially motivated incident. Yet, the LAPD was trying to get the community not to see the murder as a racially motivated, and by disputing reports that it was racially motivated. What do you mean? The president of the National Korean American Grocery Association asked to see the incident as a dispute between store owner and customer. She's 15 years old. She's a minor. They don't even have no respect. You understand what I'm saying? Huh? The National Korean American Grocery Store Association, a dispute between store owner and customer. This customer is a child, a minor child, unarmed minor child who committed no crime. Again, trying to minimize the violence perpetrated on this innocent black child while devaluing her life, trying to get people not to see what is right in front of them. They're still operating on this manner in this manner today. Black life has always historically been demonized, devalued, and destroyed. White men burned Black Wall Street to the ground, murdered many of its residents because a white woman cried wolf on a black man. Maybe that's why Judge Joyce Carlin and the appeals court ruled in Dew's favor. It is an inherited cultural bias, and because they could get away with it. That's keeping that white supremacy energy flowing and keeping them Negroes in their hopeless, impudent place. That was about race from the time Latasha walked in that store till the time Judge Joyce Carlin and the appeals court ruled in Dew's favor. It was always about race. If this is not a racially motivated incident, neither are the targeting, assaulting, and murdering of unarmed blacks in America today. Dew was released, a decision that caused huge anger and discontent in the community. That's all. Rioting continued for 6 days. Individuals who, while representing the law, misrepresents the law, abuses the authority, violates and diminishes the life of the victim or victimizes the innocent people, are a threat to so-called justice and due process. Such egregious and systemic offenses facilitates and validates the tyranny and chaos perpetrated on oppressed and diminished peoples. Rioting, looting, and violence resulting from these atrocities are indicative of the reaction of a people who have no voice and no presence at the social, economic, political table. I'm going to, you know, it's a shame that this we're still dealing with this stuff. But we need to deal with our own stuff so that we deal with less of this kind of stuff. We got to check ourselves before, because we have wrecked ourselves in some way, but we had a lot of help. And I'm running out of time. I want to thank you for calling in, and all our other previous caller, thanks for calling in. You guys have been listening. And I'm sorry to get on the soapbox again, but damn, it seemed like we need to be having these conversations more frequently. Until next week, y'all, each one reach one, each one teach one. And remember, be black, stay black, be proud.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Women Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.